Good morning, everyone. It's Shauna the Tax Goddess back again with your podcast. I was about to say daily podcast, but I think that's more of a dream, baby, that we're having a daily podcast, but back with your podcast, Optimizing Your Business to Run Without You. And today I am super thrilled because we have a brilliant ninja, actual ninja guest with us today. So Keith, welcome.
Thank you, Shauna. Good to see you this morning.
You too. We're so happy to have you. Keith is the founder of Success at Business and the Business Balance Accelerator. And seriously, guys, he is a ninja. You know, in addition to working with Fortune 500 companies for over 25 years, for the last 22, he's owned a ninja school. So I am not kidding. Don't mess around with this man. He is a ninja, all right? But for the last 10 years, and most importantly to today's podcast, he's been working in his business less than 5 hours a week, and he's teaching other business owners how to do that. So optimizing your business to run without you sounds like a perfect fit, Keith. What?
Sounds good to me.
We love it. So Keith, I know that you've got this special model, this special way of looking at things. Tell us more about that.
Well, it kind of all started when I was a kid because my dad had a business. And he dragged me into it kicking and screaming. I didn't want to do it, but he had a sand and gravel business where he had big trucks and big dozers. And it's like for a 9-year-old, it's like playing with big Tonka toys, right? So it should have been exciting, but my dad dragged me into it and I hated it. But he made me do it. And the good part about that is I learned about entrepreneurialism, about taking care of yourself, directing your own destiny. So I floated around a little bit, but then somewhere in my 30s, I kind of got settled and thought, hey, what am I going to do with my life? So I got my master's degree in organization development and human resource management and realized that, oh, people pay you to play with their companies. It's called consulting. So I thought, that's kind of an interesting concept. So with no experience, I went out and did that and turned out I was pretty good at it. And I started working with Fortune 500 companies, taking them through organizational change, different things, AM General, something called the Hummer. They're actually doing a Humvee, which is a military vehicle,
right?
But they had to transition over to a commercial application. So now when you see a Hummer on the road, we help them go through that process of going from military to commercial.
That's pretty. So, okay. Not only are you a ninja, you also put the Hummer on the road. Okay.
Well,
pretty cool.
I was behind the scenes, right? The ninja is always behind the scenes. So in the 90s, I consulted with a lot of companies, you know, Ford Motor Company, a lot of companies on organizational change. How do we get better? How do we get smoother? How do we get faster? And it's really the socio-technical aspects. So socio-tech, how do you get the social and the technical aspects together? So how do you get the people systems and the logistical systems to actually blend to become an organism? Usually we're in silos and companies get in trouble because we're working in these separate little bubbles.
Left hand, right hand. They're not talking to each other. Yeah.
Got different agendas, it's amazing how that can happen. So so we did that for about 10 years. And then I had the opportunity to become a partner in a martial arts school. I was going to be a silent business partner. I was going to come in and help set up the systems. It was already a turnkey system, so it'd like be easy for me. After about a year, something called the Peter Principle is you take somebody to their highest level of incompetence. Mm-hmm. So my partner was a good martial artist, horrible business owner, went horribly wrong. I had to go in and actually run the business. So the good news is I ended up sticking with it and becoming a 7-3 black belt. But the bad news is I stopped being a consultant for a couple of years. But what happened is the way we set the company up in the beginning, we did the visioning. We did the system design, and then that allowed me to come in with actually no experience in martial arts, halfway to a black belt. I'm leading a school to actually run the school. So we go to these conferences that were martial art conferences where business owners or school owners from around the country would come, like a couple hundred.
Yeah.
We get them in a group and they say, so how many black belts in your school? I said, well, none. Well, no. How many of your instructors? I said, well, none. Well, what black belt are you? I said, well, I'm halfway there. They said, well, how do you do that? I said, well, you know, I do it. I have a system for it and make it happen. And so how many students do you have? I said, and our goal was 350. So I felt like I was just really missing the mark. So we had 200 students. So I said, well, 200. And I felt really sheepish about it. And they go, well, how many did you get? How'd you get that many? I said, why, how many do you have? Well, 100, 150 students. So you're a big school, Keith. I'm going, I had no idea. So, but it was all because we created the vision, the systems to make it happen. Yeah. And all I did was just kind of follow what we did. So, but that's what we, so now for the last 8 or 9 years, I've been living in Tennessee, the school's in Michigan. I come up and do the fun stuff, officiate, show off, play, you know, do things like that. But because of the systems that we put in place, it allows me to do that.
And so, I mean, I think I've heard you say the word system about 50 times in the past 5 minutes. So system, system, system. Got it.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So we, you know, I thought, well, you know, I don't want to work with big companies anymore. Like working with Fortune 500 companies became very, very challenging because it's always flavor of the month and it's always a department. And a manager brings you in for an initiative so they can get some kudos. They get their next promotion. Next guy comes in. They said, well, I don't like what Joe is doing. So let's do something different. And people get used to that. And I'd spend the first 3 weeks just proving to them that, hey, you know, I'm here to try and help.
Yeah.
And that was just really difficult. And it would never follow through.
When it feels like it would be a little bit heartbreaking. Like you're putting in, here's the system. I've built this. I've done this. Use the system. And then it gets pitched out, you know, baby with the bathwater kind of thing.
And actually, I'm not building systems. So there's two kind of consultants.
Okay.
There's a prescriptive consultant and a consultative consultant.
Okay.
Prescriptive consultants has their boilerplate, their template. Say, here, I'm going to bring this and put it on your business.
Okay.
I think those have limited success rates.
Yeah.
A consultative consultant comes in and says, okay, look, here, I know some techniques. I know some tools. I know some ways of looking at your business and ways of getting you to talk about your business. So let's talk about to you and say, what are you doing well that's working? How are you getting in your own way? Where are the bottlenecks? Where are the inefficiencies? And then let's talk to you about how do you redesign your company so you can all work together to make it better.
Very cool.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that's the only way to do it. What you were just about to say. I mean, really, how can you possibly assume that any company is the same? You know, our listeners hear me talk about tax strategy from that standpoint all the time. Two couples, you might have married husband, wife with two kids each, still a completely different tax situation every time. So you can't come in and just drop in a system. Makes total sense to me that you'd have to modify that. You're going to have to look at how can we make your system stronger, better, whatever it is.
Yeah. But people are resistant to that. I mean, it would be easy for me to say, hey, I've got my way of doing it. Let me teach you to do this. Put this in place, put this in place, put this in place. And it would be very easy for me to do that and feel good about that. But it's very hard for you to accept it and make it happen. But on the other side, the client, they would rather have you say, tell me what to do.
Right.
So I really hate to use the comparison, but it's like a parent and a child. A child would say, just tell me what to do. Or I just want to tell you what to do as a parent. But if you're not teaching the child to learn. So if you can come in and help people learn some theories and techniques and tools and say, okay, let's learn to talk to each other and let's start doing some root cause analysis and let's see what's working and not working. Now, this can all be systemized, documented, and replicated, and then made more efficient over time.
Love it. Love it. When speaking of tools and techniques, you were showing me this awesome circular. So explain ideas here. Explain, give us your top three tools, techniques, system, thought patterns, whatever that you think is most important for a business owner who's listening today.
Sure, sure. So when I work with people, I take them through basically just six steps.
Six. Now okay.
They take a while to happen, but they're just six steps.
Okay.
So three of the main problems I hear from business owners are my business is running my life. So they started out to have a business, and a business is something you own. It's not something that owns you. So
should be. The definition of a business is something you own, but most people have built themselves a job.
Exactly.
So it's the way I've looked at it.
Exactly right. So they've built a job, and they've got the worst boss in the world.
Themselves, right? Themselves, yes.
Exactly. So So the business is running their life, and that's the biggest problem for them initially. But also they're looking at their income, their growth. So my income is stuck, or it's actually going backwards, especially in the pandemic. A lot of people went backwards. Right. So that's the next biggest problem, is my business isn't growing. It's actually shrinking. The third bit, the problem is, you know, I've got people that work for me, but I can't trust them to do what they need to do. They either don't do it, don't get it done well, and I usually have to go back and fix what they didn't do, or yell at somebody because they didn't do it to get it, make it happen. So those are the three biggest problems, and they're all like a Venn diagram. They're all connected and affect each other. So instead of having a business that runs your life, you want to be, most people want to be free to do what you want to do, go to your family, do what you want to do in your business, pick the parts that you really enjoy doing, and just do those, or don't be there at all. Now, if you can do that, you own a business that's an asset. It's not a liability. Yeah. And some of the ways a couple of ways I start to help people with that is if your business is running your life, that means you're not the master of your time. So the first thing people need to do is start to master your time. So there's a few tools that we start using to say, okay, what do I want my life to look like? Visioning. And then say, okay, now how can I create the time slots to make that happen? So it's about bunching up your work to get certain things done at a certain time. There's some, it goes back to old manufacturing techniques, statistical process control, but now it's in the development field, IT field. It's called Scrum. It's called Agile. So it's, how do you take those concepts and apply those to yourself, so your time and your efforts are being used to their best ability. Now, you can take a 40-hour work week and just do this and get 4 or 5 hours back in your week.
And so can you give us an example of one of the most common problem areas with time that you've seen, like that would give somebody maybe 4 or 5 hours? If you look at this one particular right. thing, what's going to give me back an hour?
Right. Let's as a business owner, you feel like, most people feel like they have to make sure everything gets done, which means you're multitasking, which means you can't focus on one thing. Yeah. So imagine you've got three projects that need to be done, and they'll take up about a month to do.
Okay.
So you got project A, B, and C. So during the course of a day, you'll work a few minutes on A, a few minutes on B and C, and then go back to A, B, C, A, B, C. So part of the psychology of the brain is it takes about 5 minutes for your brain to actually settle into a task. It's because you're thinking about the last thing, thinking about the next thing, trying to figure out where you were. So it's 5 minutes that are lost just in doing that.
Yeah.
But then after about 40 or 45 minutes, the brain loses its ability to focus. So anything after that, you're starting to get less productive.
Okay.
So if you can take 50-minute work blocks and say, I'm going to work on task A and just work on task A, then it's going to take 5 minutes to get into it. But then you got 45 minutes of really solid work, and then do something totally different. It's also called the Pomodoro technique. You can look that up.
I was just about to say, I've heard this a lot, especially with email, right? Where, you know, they have that little notification window that pops up on the bottom of your screen. It's terribly distracting, right? Because your eye automatically goes to, oh, look, there's a pop-up, there's a thing, there's something happening, right?
Yep.
Versus if you say, listen, I only check emails at 2 o'clock every day.
Yep. From two to two thirty,
and that's it. Got it.
And if you know what you want your life to look like, which is part of the visioning process, then you can say, okay, I know what my life wants to look like. I know what my business needs to look like, so my life can reflect that.
Got it.
So now you can start compartmentalizing things, documenting things, start locking your door. So hey, don't call me, don't knock on my door. Fix the problem. You're well equipped to fix it. If you're not, write down, and we'll find out how to fix it later.
But that
will give you back time, but you're getting some real work done. You'll get your projects done faster and your sanity starts to come back. But you can gain 4 hours a week just by doing this.
And I'm really, you know, what's going through the back of my mind is that for a lot of business owners, right, they've been so involved in the day-to-day, right, that I'm going to almost call it, they've forgotten what it might even look like to not be that involved. Right.
Yeah.
So it almost kind of sounds like figuring out what you want in the first place. It, definitely step one, because as you're saying, you need to know that to be able to build these systems. But that might be one of the hardest pieces for for a business owner? Because I believe that most business owners are pretty smart. Otherwise, you wouldn't generally be successful, right? I mean, you're a smart cookie one way or the other. But if you don't have the goal that you're shooting for, what you want your life to look like, it's hard to figure out what patterns to put into place.
Absolutely. How do you, let's go on a vacation. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Let's just go someplace. Well, okay.
It's never going to happen.
What kind of vacation is that? It could be a really exciting vacation.
Yeah.
But what if you say, okay, look, I've just been pounding it. My brain is just overloaded. Do you want to go someplace that's going to overload it more? Or do you want to go to the beach? Do you want to go to the woods? Do you actually want to go someplace that's going to be stimulating and actually take you someplace else?
Yeah.
But if you don't know where you want to go and what that experience looks like, then how can you actually get what you want? Otherwise, you're getting what other people want your life to look like.
And there we go.
So I want my life to look like this. My business needs to bring me this much money, this much time. It needs to bring me this much creativity. So great. So now you know what it looks like. Let's create a business that looks like that.
Okay.
So it starts all, it starts there.
I love it. All right. So create the image, create the vision, the picture, whatever that is that looks like. And what I'm hearing is you probably want it to be pretty specific, right? I want to have 2-hour lunches every day of the week to be able to take my dogs on a walk and play with my son, whatever that is.
Yeah, that'd be great. It could be more general than that, but it needs to be specific enough where if somebody said, Here's a good vision is like this. When you think about your vision, you should be able to see it, smell it, taste it, hear it, touch it. And have you ever been to an exciting movie and there's a car chase? All of a sudden your hands start sweating. Yeah. And you start breathing faster. That's because it's a lived experience. So you gotta be careful about watching what you watch because it becomes a lived experience. Your brain doesn't know the difference between reality and what it sees. So you got to be careful what you put in your mind. So now if you create this vision and it creates this feeling in your body, this experience, you've already lived your future. Now you just have to let it catch up to you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. I like it.
Kind of a cool thing.
Visioning. I'm digging it. we're definitely going to have you back, Keith, because we've talked about part one. Okay. So give us teasers for part two and part three, these two other sections, because there's three main sections, right? Or six questions, three main sections. Give us some teasers for the next two sections.
Okay. Well, the three parts, I call it initiate, calibrate, and delegate, accelerate. Exactly. So initiate, how do I want the thing to start? So we just talked some about those. There's a lot more to it, but something about that. But now you have it. You know what you want. Let's calibrate what that looks like. So what income do you want? Okay, great. I want to have $1 million income per year. Is that personal? Is that gross for your business? So, okay, great. So in order to do that, what business am I in? So I'm in the client serving business. So I know how many clients I need to have in that time. So I know how many in the course of a month, I know in the course of a week. So how many calls do I have to have? Okay, so from those calls, how many leads do I need to get? Okay, so from those, so you just break it down and whatever your business is, it's the same thing. How many widgets do you want to sell? How many customers do you want to have? So you need to calibrate those, but you have to know what it is, but also you have to create the systems to deliver that result. So how do I get the leads? How do I deliver the result to the customer? How do I track the money? How can I do this in a way where it actually is replicatable? How do I document these things?
Back to systems.
Yeah, back to systems. So that's the middle part, right? The systems is all this calibrate part.
Okay.
So it's initiate, calibrate, and then accelerate is where you say, okay, now I know what I want. I know what it looks like. I know the systems get us there. I need to find the people who are on board with my vision to actually become team members, employees to actually take this banner and start moving it out. And I have the systems that are documented and replicatable, train them in such a way where they can train each other to make it happen and execute it. So now the whole system moves, I can back out. Actually, we didn't reach $500,000 a year in my school until I pulled back and let the school run itself.
Because often business owners will get in their own way.
Yeah. You'll never meet your potential until you can never scale as long as you're the primary factor.
There you go.
You have to get you out of the mix.
So what's an average last question I have for you? I know we're running out of time today. So last question I have for you, because this is fascinating stuff. when you come into a business where the business owner is, listen, I'm not sleeping, I'm doing all the work, I can't trust anyone, you know, all of these issues, what is the average length of time to go from my world is exploded, help me, to, oh my goodness, I actually have Friday afternoon free? Like, how, what does that look like?
Well, it depends on the company, but I have a 6-week program I take people through. And the goal for that 6-week program is to get 15 hours of your life back by the end of 6 weeks. So if you're working 40, how do you get a fourth of that back? If you're working 50, how do you get like 20% of that back? So 15 hours a week, what would you do? What could you do if you had 15 hours either to go someplace and have fun with your family or yourself, work on your own self-development, or actually work on things that could scale and grow your business?
I love it.
So at the end of that 6 weeks, the goal is to get your 15 hours back, plus have a lot of these visioning done, a lot of the systems designed out so you can start doing the work and then start training your people. That's the goal.
We love goals, especially clear, precise, visioned with the image, sight, sound, taste, feel. What was the last one?
So you can hear it, see it, smell it, taste it, touch it.
All the stuff. I love it. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. So we're definitely going to, if Keith will come back, we would love to have Keith back on another event here so he can go into a little more detail for us on our podcast. But if you would like 15 hours back in your life, I'm sitting here going, Keith, we got to talk. If you'd like 15 hours back in your life, you know, Keith would love to help you get more freedom, have more meaning, make more money from your business. So search Facebook for the Business Balance Accelerator.
Actually, they can go to success@business.com/futureproof.
Futureproof. Okay.
Yeah, because we're trying to future-proof your business.
I love it. So do me a favor, say it one more time. Go ahead.
success@business.com.
Okay.
/futureproof. And there's an ebook that talks about leadership style, but also it talks about this model.
Love it. Keith, you are a wealth of knowledge and a ninja to boot. So don't piss off Keith, but he can come in and ninja your business and help you get those 15 hours back. So guys, thank you so much, Keith, for coming here and bringing this knowledge to our audience. We're going to see Tax Goddess. We'll see if we can convince Keith to come back and give us some more knowledge. So in the meantime, everybody have a wonderful week. We hope, as always, that this brought you value. And if you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to Keith at his website. We've got the banner down here below, but say it one more time, Keith.
success@business.com/futureproof.
/futureproof. And of course, you can reach out to us at taxgoddess.com. So thanks so much, everybody. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You.